an arrival. My own. Hold on one second. Come here, buddy. I know, it's just one of those days. Come on, buddy. My own arrival. So when I say my, I mean like the we, the royal we, the collective we, because I am everyone's mirror. So what I'm bringing forth is actually, they're saying it's an exercise in self-love, so it has to do with the daily message. So we're really doing this together because we're harmonizing our higher selves on the highest broadcast, and we pay evidence, we pay tribute. We release those falsified records and bring forth our evolved status. So as I open up to our true essence, our true nature, when I'm opening up to our true nature, we're doing it in unison. We're doing it in agreement. Now, this is very, very relevant and important that we understand that we're all standing side by side. There's no greater, there's no lesser. There's all of significance, because as we will allow, now this is important, we're the ones that allow, we're the ones that administer the dosing. We're the ones that say, yes, you can step forward. Yes, you can permit that full extension, that full allowance, that full broadcast. So as we will allow, as we will permit, in joy, with joy. So it's joy in remembering our true essence. It's not joy out of material acquisition. So whether it's I bought something or I now have a relationship, this is still like I was empty until now I'm whole from the external. What we're speaking of rather is our own consent, where we're no longer polarized, we're no longer limited, we're no longer fragmented. So we're coming into our true allowance, we're coming into our true lifestyle, we're coming into our true certainty, we're coming into our true elevated status. Now, when I say elevated status, it was like download. So the elevated status is we're coming on board, we're activating, we're lighting up, we're agreeing. So as we will receive that appropriate dosing, that appropriate allowance, what we do is we release ourselves from that impoverished status, the belief in separation, the belief in, when they're saying loneliness, it's loneliness from our own essence, from our own self. So as we will permit that rite of passage, as we will permit that follow through, as we will permit that wholeness of pleasure, we ignite with our brilliance, we ignite with our holy arrival, and we bring forth our excellence. So what we're doing is allowing our truth to be told, to be extended, to be lived, so that as we dream, because this is a dream state, as we dream, we're dreaming with possibility. So that means as we align with this highest broadcast, what we see as possible is beyond previous consideration. So you can look at a room or you can look at a bunch of ingredients and saying, what can I make with this? What can I make with this? So again, we consider this, we consider ourselves in relationship to life based on our level of awareness. So you ever like think about yourself like in years ago or whatever, and it's like, oh, if only I knew then what I know now. So this isn't like the intellectual knowing. This is the stirring knowing. This is the allowance where we allow that liberal pleasure, that liberal state, that liberal coincided value, so that when we open up to our truest essence, what we now allow, what we now permit, what we now extend ourselves and write our passage is easy to define. It's easy to see. It's easy to come on board. So what we're doing in essence is redefining reality, because we're receiving ourselves in our whole status. So as we interact with form, we create with our loveliness, we create with our brilliance, we create with their staying power. So this is about our affordability or rite of passage. Now this is here, and they're saying like steady, can't get that next word, but it's like ever steady, ever present. So we want to get used to this new allowance, this new broadcast. What we're doing is we're receiving our destiny. We're receiving our light. And so as we receive it in increased measure, in other words, we keep extending, we keep agreeing, we keep congratulating. We're congratulating our new awareness. As we do this, circumstances shift, circumstances change. They want to explain this to us. It's because we are the ones that are introducing our better half. Now, our better half is we're recognizing our whole self. So we're permitting our new lifestyle. We're permitting where before we didn't see same exact room, same exact circumstances in the outer, but because we're seeing ourselves in true understanding, what we then permit to open up, to present, what we call forth, what we magnetize, is out of our brilliance. So in essence, we're saying yes to a future self, a future truth that's been standing ready, ready to be recognized, ready to be received. As we receive this, we create an alternate reality. So that's how we drop timelines. That's how we move. We want to just imagine they're like, oh gosh, it just depends on the channeling, the number you're going to say. But let's just say there are 10 versions, just to make it simple. As we will receive our accelerated presence, it's like we drop the old version and we step up. And we step up. So how good can it get? How willing are you to arrive? How willing are you to arrive? So the arrival means that we release the false teachings. So that means victimhood. Well, the reason I have this problem is because, and it's always, you know, someone else or our former self, but it's always a blame game. So we're dropping this. We're dropping the linear approach. We're dropping the idea of good and bad. And we're moving into our future destiny. We're moving into our truth where we literally just jump. It's like jumping on lily pads. We jump because we keep arriving. We keep arriving at new understanding of self. So we're not trying to solve anything from the old terminology. It will just never happen. It just will never happen. We're permitting heaven's gate. We're permitting that future reach. We're permitting our extension of true provisions. So as we will receive our entitlement, as we will receive our highest broadcast, it's okay, someone left a package. As we will receive our advanced status. Now, when I said advanced status, I had Green Man. That doesn't visit also very often, but nevertheless, Green Man's here providing and helping us to step into our whole state. So there's some kind of, how would you approach that? They're showing me like dowsing rods or something where you use them to kind of measure like someone's auric field. So there's some kind of placement that is just helping us kind of slide into home base, helping us breathe in this new reality, breathe in this new availability. So as we will receive with delight, so delight meaning I'm ready. I'm ready without understanding where it takes me, because my understanding, remember, is based on the old linear format. So that's done with. That's done with. Who wants to stay there? So if we can imagine this, because each of us are coming in our own way, in our own mental state, and saying, okay, everything would be fine if I could just get this. If I could just get this, let everything be where it is, just plop in this. We're leaving that. This is not what we're doing. What we're doing, remember, we're kind of stepping on lily pads, is we're overriding that false teaching. And we're moving into destiny. So it's allow everything to shift to allow for my glory, to allow for my new station. So this is like going to a restaurant saying, well, I was just missing the fries, and now you've been upgraded to some gourmet dinner. So this is what we're allowing. We're allowing transfer of consciousness. We're allowing transfer of state of awareness. Because again, we're moving into our destiny. Remember, we're the creator. We're extension of the divine. And how we bring forth the ascended earth, how we bring forth the new provisions is through our heavenly glance. Not some master glancing on us and giving us what we need. Our own master awareness, seeing truth through our holy vision, through our holy appreciation. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our true understanding of self, we merge with our entitlement. Now our entitlement, they keep saying this, it's like I've said this before, it's going to be a repeat, goes beyond the past tense. The past tense was what you came to this program with in terms of your thinking, this is my question, this is my understanding of self. That is now the past tense because we're receiving ourselves in our new lifestyle. So this is allowing our higher self to dictate, to be in charge, to rearrange everything in our new likeness of love. We're love incarnate. So as we will seal our fate, as we will seal this attunement, this affordability, we permit that new arrival. So let us receive in earnest, in bliss, in true consent. Let us pray. Someone's like receiving, like there's a knock on your spiritual door, and you're just thinking you're making it up. You're not making it up. But it's almost like you're afraid to trust because you don't want to be disappointed. You're not making it up. It's real. Receive it as if it's real. And that will support the movement. There's someone else who just needs to follow through with what they've been given. You've been told what you've been given, and gosh, I'm trying to figure out what it is. I'm gonna grab my lotion there. It's almost like you've been so used to being stuck, is what it feels like, that you just need to build some stamina. You're so used to being depressed or stuck, or you're not used to making the effort. And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. I just mean that you just need to practice getting up in the morning. You know, like just stamping your holy feet on Mother Earth and just claiming your victory. I'm going to claim my victory. I'm going to do whatever Spirit aligns, guides me to do. So it's a little bit of like a positive emphasis kind of thing. So if you're the one I'm talking to, you've just been so used to being depressed, you're actually not depressed anymore, but your habits are as if you are, if that makes sense. So it's habits. Your habits are just dormant. You got it. You got to flaunt it. You got it. But your habits are so aligned with the old residue that you're just going to have to just be determined and just insist upon it. Like, sorry, I cannot meet you for coffee. I have to habit build. I have to create my new habits. So if you have an idea of habits that you want to build into your life, that are not there, they're your new girlfriend. They're your new boyfriend. They're the only thing that matters right now, because those habits are required, because they're going to create your destiny. How they do that, by the way, is they're going to change your vibration, your frequency. You know what to do. You need to follow through. All right, enough said. All right, so everybody, welcome. Let me see.